USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. With just 9 days until the midterm elections, a recent CBS News poll says Republicans are projected to take control of the House. That party is also doing better with voters who say things in the U.S. are out of control. National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Rick Scott says he thinks Republicans will take at least 52 Senate seats.
We're going to pick up Georgia. We'll pick up Nevada. I think we have every reason to believe we're going to pick up Arizona and probably New Hampshire.
Scott was on CNN's State of the Union, and key issues for voters in this election include inflation, a strong economy, and abortion. Tens of millions of Americans are expected to vote before Election Day on November the 8th. With the midterms right around the corner, tensions are running high. After the attack on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband on Friday, many are questioning the rhetoric and the safety of our elections. Congressman Tom Emmer, Republican from Minnesota, stopped by Face the Nation Sunday morning to talk more about the issues.
I think this is going to be a very good election because people are awake. They're paying attention. They should volunteer as poll watchers. It's a state-based system. Whatever your state requires and allows, you should definitely be involved, and I think it's going to help the process.
We are a week away from changing our clocks from daylight savings time, but there could be a problem.
Most states will turn back their clocks an hour on Sunday, November 6th, but daylight savings time is generating growing health concerns. Sleep disorder specialists at the Mayo Clinic say turning the clocks back and forth twice a year causes disruption in the brain's circadian rhythms. Researchers at Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital have found that in mice, disrupted sleep causes an increase in heart disease. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The San Francisco Bay Area man arrested in the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband filled a blog a week before the incident with delusional thoughts, including that an invisible fairy attacked an acquaintance and sometimes appeared to him in the form of a bird. David DePape, 42, also published hundreds of blog posts in recent months sharing memes in support of fringe commentators and far-right personalities. Many of the posts were filled with screeds against Jews, black people, and transgender people. So, where did the COVID virus come from? We may have a definitive answer for you.
Senate Republican staffers have produced a report laying out their argument that the most likely origin of the coronavirus pandemic was what they call a, quote, research-related incident in China, unquote. The report cites lapses in safety at Chinese laboratories and argues there are evidence gaps in published scientific research pointing to natural origin of the virus from animals sold at a market in the city of Wuhan. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Two games into Major League Baseball's 2022 World Series, and it's tied between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros at one apiece. Phillies fans traveled to Houston for the first game, and they were on cloud nine as they left Minute Maid Park.
It was the most exciting game to go to. There was, of course, some gentle ribbing and taunting, which one would expect in enemy territory. But the fans were very classy, congratulated us after the win.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.